In that intro that Rose played, it's been almost a year. You said three things that stuck out to me: resources, time, money. Do you have enough of all those three?
I think we have a lot to kind of be blessed for in Atlanta. I've worked in other states and districts where we've had no money. I mean, virtually nothing to try to build on, to try to address achievement gaps, to try to tackle tough issues like equity. So I'm very appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of hearing what the governor talked about and his funding strategy for education. That's going to be hopefully another $10 million to $13 million for Atlanta Public Schools,
Out of a budget, for those who may not know, of what?
of over like $700 million.
Okay.
So for us, it's significant because we'll be able to do some of the things that that I think the board talked about very early on in the search process, and certainly since I've been superintendent. So we want to tackle things like eliminating the achievement gap before it starts. Let's do more around early childhood education. Let's ensure that we have bridge programs from elementary to middle and middle to high school. We did a lot of great work for our most vulnerable students. Populations, our special populations like English language learners and special education and gifted and talented. We want to be sure that we're not only doing remediation where we need it and we know that we've had to because of the cheating scandal, but you also want to do enrichment, giving kids experiences and opportunities that make them feel hopeful and excited about the future. So the resources are great: time, people, money. I think, you know, we never have enough time, but the people piece, the talent strategy. If there was one thing that I would love to be able to do is ensure that every child has a great teacher in front of them and a wonderful principal in the school who sets the tone and culture for what they're doing.